Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Adam Peters on negotiations with Terry McLaurin. Quote, "We have had conversations recently. We'll have more. We'll do everything we can to get a deal done." Closed quote. What's your takeaway from listening to Adam Peters answer multiple questions about the current standoff in negotiations over a contract extension with Terry McLaurin? Do you think, and did you hear or sense, they're far apart, that the process is ongoing and they're working towards it, or something is imminent? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And anything else that you'd like to add the conversation that you reaction to the conversation that we just heard. I thought there were a couple of interesting things specific to the Terry deal. He did say very early on, just like with all of our players, we expect him to be here today. He said, without a doubt, everybody in this building values Terry very much. And he said, you know, with respect to this negotiation, it's just kind of the nature of our business. Obviously, we'd like to get things done quickly, but it doesn't always happen that way. We're dealing with, in the case of Terry, a really good person and a good player, so there are going to be twists and turns, but having that confidence and understanding that our goal is getting a long-term deal done, we'll keep focusing on that. I don't know where they are on this. The Fowler report from over the weekend would indicate that there is some distance between what Terry thinks he's worth and what the team is willing to offer Terry. I didn't hear anything that would indicate they're close. I also didn't hear anything that got to the point where you sensed any sort of, you know, frustration from the team's standpoint, like we did from Terry last week, or like we have heard from Terry's side for, you know, a month plus now. You know, and I think the team is smart. Adam Peters is good in these situations. He's not going to, you know, reveal much. He's certainly not going to take the opportunity to set the record straight on any of the other reporting that's out there. He's certainly not going to be in any sort of accusatory, you know, mode. I think that that is the right way to handle it. I think, you know, every answer he gave was an answer that made sense for them. Wasn't super revealing, but it was for the most part very positive. There was a question asked, and I forget by whom, about the nature of what they did in San Francisco. And he said, look, that wasn't always me necessarily, but I was certainly there and a part of it and saw it. But the situations, you know, each of them are different. You know, I've talked about how Bosa and Kittle and Ayuk and a few others have basically been negotiated contract extension-wise very late in August into early September. So there's always been the possibility that Adam Peters, coming from San Francisco, is going to have a style similar to what they did in San Francisco. This is the first legitimate big-time contract situation that he's been faced with as the man, as the general manager. And so we're going to learn from this for sure, because there are others coming. You know, this time next year, it's Tunsil. This time next year, it might even be a guy like Luvu. And in 2 years, it's obviously going to be Jaden Daniels, although that one seems like it would be pretty easy to get done. There were a couple of things real quickly before I get to your calls that I thought were interesting in terms of what he said. You know, lots of conversation about Von Miller. He said that they looked at others early on in free agency. You know, I think those players that they looked at were players like Josh Sweat, Joey Bosa, Dexter Lawrence, maybe even a guy like Harold Landry. You know, there was never a chance for Myles Garrett because of the deal that he signed. And Trey Hendrickson, the asking price was always too high. And maybe Hendrickson's asking price is too high. But I think that, you know, they always had, and it made sense in how long have we been talking about it, they still needed another, you know, pure pass rusher. And there were other free agents out there that still haven't signed, Clowney, Za'Darius Smith, Matthew Judon. But, you know, I think that early on, certainly a guy like Joey Bosa was on their radar. I know that he was. He ended up signing in Buffalo. It's possible that DeMarcus Lawrence was on their radar, and a guy like Josh Sweat or even a guy like Harold Landry were. They all signed much earlier. And so then it was just about, you know, finding that veteran player, if you weren't going to make a trade for a T.J. Watt or a Trey Hendrickson, finding that veteran player, and then the timing on getting it done. A lot of those veteran players don't want to sign before OTAs and before minicamp. They'd much prefer to sign right before training camp begins so that they don't have to feel pressured to attend voluntary stuff or be present for mandatory stuff in late spring. So I thought that was interesting. There was no answer, nor was there going to be with respect to Trump's tweets over the weekend, because that is a higher up in the organization situation. That is, you know, that's ownership and team president, you know, Mark Klaus, etc. What else did I write down here? I thought it was interesting that, you know, he said, I think it was in relation to the question about they have the oldest roster in the NFL. And he talked about, you know, this, you know, proverbial elite quarterback rookie contract window. And he said three of the four teams last year, or the final four teams last year, that would be Buffalo, Josh Allen against Kansas City and Mahomes, and then, of course, Jalen Hurts against Jaden Daniels, that three of those four quarterbacks had been paid. So he said, I don't even know what the window means, but hopefully our window is as long as we're here. Look, they're going to have multiple windows, but they'll all look different after Jaden gets paid in terms of the roster situation. I also thought that was an interesting quote. Where is it? I wrote it down here. He said that the somebody asked to compare kind of last year's roster to this year's, and he said, quote, "I'd like to think we're better. I think we have a better roster," closed quote. Well, you certainly know that you have a better roster, you know, compared to what you knew this time last year, even though they were very, you know, optimistic, bullish on Jaden Daniels. But you certainly didn't know for sure what Bobby Wagner or Zach Ertz had left. You didn't know how quickly Mikey Sanders still would develop. I thought that was an interesting answer when he was talking about, you know, year two guys. And he said, you know, with Mikey and with Jaden, their year two learning came in season in year one. He said about Von Miller, by the way, you know, very impressed with the year that he had last year when you turned on the tape and went back and watched him last year in Buffalo. What else? Oh, the very last question about culture. I think Chick asked that question. I love that Adam didn't try to take any credit for it. Not to say that he didn't have and play a big role in it with the kind of players they looked for, but really what happened was one horrible Dan left and one really good and attractive to the rest of the NFL Dan arrived. The hiring of Dan Quinn, which was always very top of the list in terms of their candidates, despite what people reported and talked about at the time, it was all about what they thought he could do as a head coach and bringing in people and attracting people that would change the culture quickly. And Peters gave Quinn all of that credit. You know, without DQ, a lot of those guys would have never shown up, despite the fact that Snyder was gone. That was certainly helpful that it was a different organization and it wasn't the perceived cesspool that it was before. But Quinn attracted the first-rate staff and attracted a lot of those veteran players and still does, because his reputation around the league is as impeccable as anybody's. And more importantly, it's like the people want to be around him and want to play for him. You know, Adam Peters and I think also Dan Quinn mentioned, you know, Jaden's a part of that too. You know, I saw this quote that I didn't mention when I was talking about Von Miller. I pulled it up here. Von Miller, I guess, did an interview with the Skins YouTube guys. He said, you know, signing with Washington, quote, "It was the best team with the best quarterback. That's usually the math for me to be able to go and do what I do. You can't leave Josh Allen and just go anywhere," closed quote. That's a great quote. You know, he was in Denver when he won a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. Of course, it was Peyton Manning's end. Then he went to the Rams with Matt Stafford and won a Super Bowl. And then he went to Buffalo where he got close with Josh Allen. And a guy like Von Miller, with some options even at his age, even with some of the off-the-field stuff of the last couple of years, which Quinn and Peters addressed, he's looking for his math is, you know, best team with the best quarterback. And it's amazing to say this after so many years of not being able to come close to being able to say this, but Washington is one of the better teams with one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. That is super attractive. Add a head coach that everybody likes and everybody talks about in a way in which, you know, word of mouth spreads about Dan Quinn, and you end up with Von Miller choosing here at the end of his career to try to win something.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Adam Peters answered multiple questions about Terry McLaurin. I don't think that they were very revealing in actual words, but what did you make of maybe the tone? Did you learn anything? Do you think they are very far apart? Do you think that they're making progress, or do you think that they are really closing in on a deal? What'd you hear, and anything else from the Quinn Peters press conference? 301 888-230-0980. Let's start with Ross in Tampa. Ross, go ahead.
Gavin Sheehan, I hope you enjoyed your vacation. What's good in the hood, my guy?
What's up, Ross? How are you, man?
I'm doing good. So here's why I respect your show so much, Kevin. You're like Dan Quinn, and the callers are the players, and the viewers and the listeners are the players. You create smart fans, and you educate us. So I'm just so glad we got Adam Peters, man, because he's just such a smooth dude and a great guy and an even better good GM and a better guy. Imagine Bruce Allen addressing to Terry. He'd call him Terrence, and he'd tell the general public, we offered him $25 million. That's a lot of money, guys, and he said no. Sorry, when in reality he's only making 23. Ridiculous. So I think they're going to.
You know what? That's a great point. I mean, Bruce would not have been able to contain himself if the negotiations were going poorly. He would have, you know, mispronounced his name on purpose and talked about a deal which he would have been delusional about that would have been below market value. But go ahead. What else you got, Ross?
Yeah, sitting in his dumbass office behind his dumbass desk. Can't stand him. They were talking about players, and they named off a player, and I'm surprised that you, Max, and all the callers, it was the day where you got into it with Paulie arguing. The one player who I think has the most to prove that nobody mentioned, Tyler Biadasz. You're going from snapping to an unproven rookie to a freaking superstar. No pressure, man. There's no Hail Mary. There's no go-ahead, knock-off, touchdown. There's none of that if the ball isn't snapped. So I'm glad they got a really good communicator, a very solid veteran center to really lead this offensive line. And
why do you think he's got the most to prove, though?
He's snapping to a superstar. No pressure. But he doesn't have the most to prove, Kevin. He's got some pressure, though, because we know who we got at our quarterback, and that's the anchor of the offensive line. Everybody wants to talk about the blind side, the offensive tackles and stuff. It starts with the center. I wouldn't know that real good.
I thought he had a great year, man. And I'll tell you, when he was out, Ross, thanks for the call, as always. He was out against New Orleans, that was the game in which Jaden literally was sacked, I believe, 8 times. 301-230-0980. We've got a line open if you want to weigh in on the Adam Peters, Dan Quinn press conference. What did you hear from Peters as it relates to Terry McLaurin? Are they far apart? Are they closing in on something? Look, I would guess that they're still a little bit a ways away. Terry may report as a hold-in. I don't know how close they are on this deal. I'm not saying that anything that Adam Peters said leads me to believe that a deal's not going to get done and that I've changed my mind on that. But it is going to be something that, you know, they get asked about every single time they hold a press conference. And this is the last time we're going to hear from Adam Peters, I think, until maybe before the season starts. But we'll hear from Quinn every day. And he'll be asked about it every day until a deal gets done. I would say that my hunch is they're still a ways away from a deal. You know, and I'm going to go back to what I said last week. I think that Washington respects the hell out of Terry. They understand his value. They understand his value on the field and off the field. But I think that they, you know, the tricky situation right from the jump would be age, and where do they really see him? You know, is he at that level of deserving $33, $34, $35 million a year? And I'm not even sure that's what he's asking for. And the guys in Detroit that are now with our team, Sasna and Newmark, did a deal 16 months ago with Amon-Ra St. Brown at 24 years old for just over 30 and 77 guaranteed. And I'm sorry, I know this upsets many of you. He's as good, if not better, than Terry. So if he's asking for a lot more than that 15 months after they did that deal, there may be a bit of a disconnect with what Terry believes he is and what the management and negotiating team for Washington believes he's worth. Ralphie in Rockville. Ralphie, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
Ralphie, you there?
I'm here. You hear me?
Got. Yep, I got you now.
Yeah. Perfect. I found it interesting. We finally know what the secret sauce is now. When DQ answered that question about Terry and Jaden adjusting in midseason and getting down the technical side of the game down. So I thought that was a little interesting. And then I also thought David Aldridge asked a great question because AP brought up the team's financial situation again. And I'm wondering if the team, like you said, is having some, you know, troubles with the cash because, you know, when he talked about the financial, this is not the first time he's mentioned the team's financial situation. So that kind of, I found that kind of interesting. And then also,
you know what, Ralphie, tell me what he said there, because there were a couple of moments, and there were a couple of moments where it kind of broke up the connection with me and the presser. I think I heard David's question, but what did he say specifically? He answered a question about cash constraint.
No, he said because Dave Aldridge was trying to get to he was wondering if this was the philosophy going forward about, you know, negotiating with the player, and then
About the style, about waiting it out.
Correct, right, and then that's when AP brought up that he said he wants to be fair to the player. He wants to understand the market, and then also he said the last but not least the team's financial situation. So I don't know what's going on with the team. We're having struggling with cash. That's a real big deal, you know.
I need to go back and listen to that answer. Hey, Chris, see if you can find that David Aldridge question that Ralphie's referring to, because I want to hear that answer in full. I think it broke up for me as I was listening to that answer. I really want to hear that, you know, because what's interesting, Ralphie, like you said, I don't believe that this is the issue, but you just do the simple back of the envelope math. $6 billion 2 years ago, $100 million into the current stadium. They've, you know, really focused on a lot of 1 year, short term, low money deals. You know, there were some last year, like Frankie Louvu, obviously multiple years, Austin Ekeler, this year Kinlaw, and a few others. But this is the first, like, big outlay of cash for a player. By the way, waiting on this, you know, it's cash flow. You know, it's what they call in the trade float. Like, you know, if you don't have to pay him until September 5th and you don't have to put the rest of it into escrow until September 5th, that money's still working for you somehow, some way. And, you know, the market's been pretty good to that money, I would assume, over the last month and a half. But anyway, that's completely beside the point. I want to hear that. I don't think that they're in a situation where they can't afford it, Ralphie, even though I've suggested that, you know, the outlay of cash is real money for them right now based on what they've spent. I think more importantly is maybe they were holding back some of that dry powder for in the event a Trey Hendrickson became available or a Myles Garrett became available or, you know, something else broke. And they're done with that with the signing of Von Miller, so it should be a little bit easier now. But go ahead, finish up any thoughts you had. Didn't mean to cut in like that, but it's interesting what you brought up.
No, those are great points. I think we're all relying on you because you're the one who really keyed in on that when he was talking about it at the combine about free agency, and we're trying to figure out if the team is really if the team doesn't have enough cash. So that's something to really keep an eye on. And this AP keeps bringing it up. So it obviously must be something. And I think that Terry will get a deal done with Terry. I mean, he verbatimly said that we'll do whatever we can to get a deal done. So I don't have no concerns about that. And then I'm also really happy that Cosme's doing really, he's doing great. That's going to be huge for us going down, down the stretch. So, I'm encouraged and I'm with you on the culture part. I think, AP, you know, he delegated to DQ and said that he's the one responsible for the culture, and he gave him, you know, great words. So I'm encouraged. Yep. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Ralphie. But let's not forget, Adam Peters hired Dan Quinn, you know, along with Josh Harrison, that, you know, that search team that they put together, which included Bob Myers and others. But, yeah, let me be clear on something. They are not in a cash crunch. The issue is whether or not, you know, they're ready to make that big cash commitment, which is not only what would be, you know, paid at signing, which would be the largest deal they've done, but what you have to put into escrow in terms of the guaranteed money for the length of the contract. And waiting on that does benefit from a cash flow standpoint the team, but you wouldn't do it for just that reason. But I brought that up just because we know how much of a struggle it was to put together the $6 billion with 20. Washington's got the largest ownership group in the NFL, except for the Packers, who are publicly held. And you know, 20-plus limiteds, you know, and beyond that, in each of the limited partnerships, there are multiple members of some of those limited partnerships. They can certainly afford it. The NFL teams are fine, and all of these guys are independently beyond wealthy. But they don't want to write it from their own checkbook, clearly. So we'll see. I do want to find that soundbite, and I want to go back and listen to it because I think I missed some of it. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. Ryland, Paulie, Tommy, Chuck, Steve will take more of your calls. What did you hear in the press conference, especially specific to the Terry situation? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. You can watch us on the Team 980 YouTube page. When you get there, hit the subscribe button and hit the like button. That's good for us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So what I heard, Chris replayed that David Aldridge question and Adam Peters' answer. I think when he referred to the financial situation, I think that's more about the overall salary cap structure and that kind of thing, rather than, you know, the outlay of cash. That's what I would guess from that. But Ralphie, thanks for bringing it up. 301-230-0980. What'd you hear as it relates to Terry in particular, or anything else from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn today? Ben's going to join us at 12, and we'll get what Ben thought. But Tom, thanks for holding. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I always start prefacing my calls now with the name is Redskins, and it never changed. But anyway, to get into the comment, I think this is a unique circumstance where you have this emerging elite quarterback at a top-tier level, and I think that affects the negotiations from the perspective of when they look at the talent at quarterback and the line they built up. They believe they can systematically engineer wide receivers into this scheme,
yeah,
and get them to execute. Here's the other thing about Adam Peters. When I look at him, I know that caller Ross, a few callers before, looks at him like a nice, fuzzy, nice guy or whatever. I look at him like the same way I look at an insurance company actuarial. He's precise. And I think in athletics, age matters. Age is a huge determinant when you factor in predictable models for signing somebody. So in this particular case, Terry McLaurin's age does matter. So when you do these comparison and contrast, I think that's a huge factor when you look into it. And I think when Peters looks at it and evaluates it, he sees definitely a guy they want to keep, but that model and that actuarial mentality, which makes for actual precision in what they do, looks at and says age is a factor. So I don't look at comparables directly unless you factor in age, and I think that's a huge factor, and I think the fact the quarterback plays a role in that.
No doubt. I think your first point, too, everything you said is, of course, true. But your first point goes back to, you know, last week when ESPN came out with that wide receiver list, and Buffalo, Kansas City, and Baltimore didn't have one receiver in the top 10, didn't have one receiver on the honorable mention list, and didn't have one receiver in others receiving votes. There is no doubt that elite high-level quarterback play elevates everything around it. And they get that, you know? And so they're not going to overpay the market when they've got the quarterback they have, especially if the receiver in question is turning 30 years old, and perhaps at the back end of the contract, you know, those premiums are going to keep rising to insure him.
Yeah. I think one more other factor is some of the callers and yourself actually touched on it with Dan Quinn. And I think that I'm not a big believer in all this cultural talk. I believe winning is what matters and hoisting Lombardi. That's my bottom line. But I think with Dan Quinn, Terry's leadership and all these qualities that are on his resume, I think that they would resonate better back in the old days when this team was so dysfunctional, from the ownership to the general manager to maybe some coaching issues. But now that you got a guy like Dan Quinn reinforcing this this cultural shift in mentality, it actually, in a weird way, devalues that need from Terry.
I totally hear where you're coming from on that, too. Not to mention they have a lot of other players that they've brought in that are high quality culture guys as well. It was much more important in the days of nobody else in the building being of high quality. Yeah, Tom, thanks. Really good call. I appreciate it. I want to get some others in here before we jump to Ben. Chuck in South Carolina. Chuck, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin? I'm just going to be real quick about it. From what I gathered out of the press conference, I heard a head coach and I heard a general manager that was very calm. They sound and seem to be honest. And I just felt like they had a plan all along to just take care of free agency and then come back and sign Terry. I don't think, without a shadow of a doubt, I think they really want to sign him, just like they said.
I agree with that.
They want to sign him. You know what I'm saying? I just think they wanted to take care of other business and then come back and sign Terry, because they know they need. He's a great character, locker room guy, good. And then you see how the camaraderie that he had with Jaden Daniels. I just can't see them getting Debo and then getting rid of Terry. I feel very confident. And another thing, they're not shady. So I believe in what they said. You know,
we dealt with shady for so long. We know shady when we see it.
Right.
Chuck, good call. And you know, the interesting thing about the Terry situation, I do believe that they are being sincere. They want Terry to be a part of the team on a long-term contract. They also know that he's going to be a part of the team regardless of whether or not it's a long-term contract. And I think even the idea of paying, you know, a bit of a premium isn't off-putting to them, but there's no way that they're going to set a precedent where they're paying like premium plus. They just don't want to do that, and maybe that's where they are. Let's go to Steve in Upper Marlboro. Steve, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kev, real quick, man, all I want to say, man, as far as the news conference, man, those guys did just was expected. They've been on point. But listen, what I want to say in general, man, we have a whole different management group. These guys got 6 billion reasons to do the right thing. So everybody just needs to relax and allow them to do what they need to do. And they're going to sign Terry. Ain't no doubt in my mind. Terry's going to get signed. But what we don't need to do is trying to create a whole lot of unnecessary pressures. Everybody has their opinion on where this is going to go. They're going to sign Terry. I mean, they have every reason in the world to get that kid signed. So just relax. Everybody just need to relax and quit worrying about Terry. Terry's going to get signed. That's all I have to say, Kev.
All right. From your lips to God's ears, I think it'll happen, too. I feel very confident that it'll happen. I also am, you know, I'm siding with the team or trusting in the team that they're doing the right thing and handling it the right way. I also think those that have reacted over the last month and a half as, oh my God, they're treating him so poorly, I'm really upset. If they don't get him signed to a long-term deal, again, I think that's a long shot. I just don't think that, for me anyway, I can only speak for myself, that it would impact the way I feel right now about Adam Peters, the front office, Dan Quinn, etc. I would trust that they, you know, did the right thing and Perhaps Terry was just asking for something that was beyond what they were willing to do. Paulie, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
L to the W. What's going on, big guy?
What's up?
Listen, man. I heard of a lack of sense of urgency. I heard a little bit of arrogance. And I don't like it. The offseason's over with. Contracts, signing your players, that's for the offseason. Season started today, and we still talking about Terry McLaurin. Like you said, Adam Peters is not going to talk anymore. Dan Quinn will be, and he's going to have to field this question every day. This is an official distraction right now. Now, you talking about premium play. I don't see where Terry is trying to break the bank or trying to be the highest paid wide receiver. This deal, if it ever gets done, is going to be a bargain in a year. It's going to be a super bargain in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this man. If you're not going to sign him to a deal, get rid of him so we can move forward.
How?
If you're not going
Why?
To sign, I don't know. Listen, if you're not going to sign him.
Because you're afraid of a contract? You're a training camp distraction?
Listen, David Aldridge brought up Trent Williams. Was it David Aldridge who brought up Trent Williams? And I started thinking, like, that's right. They did go through the same thing with Trent Williams.
And Brandon Ayuk and Kittle and Bosa. I've mentioned that many times. That was their style in San Francisco.
Me too. And what happened? They all got.
I don't know. They won a lot of hell. They won a hell of a lot of football games.
No,
they were in championship games and in Super Bowls.
Trent Williams. I brought up Trent Williams because I brought up the other guys earlier. I forgot about Trent Williams. Trent Williams got injured. You know why? Because they're older players and they're not getting ready for the season.
Okay.
This is officially not getting ready for the season. We're talking about contract negotiations and training camp starts today.
That's a better answer than your first answer, that it's a distraction.
I know.
It's a better answer to say you're concerned that if he doesn't get into camp right away, even though the season actually isn't starting, it starts in early September, but the training camp portion of the season starts now. That's, to me, a reasonable position. I'm concerned he's going to get hurt and have a soft tissue injury because he wasn't here from the jump.
It's not just about getting hurt. It's about preparing for week one without distractions. This is a distraction.
If he comes in a week and a half from now, are you going to be concerned about week one and his preparation?
Dan Quinn, hey, listen, if they get it done in a week and a half from now, you know, it's still going to be a distraction for a week and a half for Dan Quinn.
Okay.
It's a distraction to the team, man. Get this thing done or get him out of here. Let's move forward.
Well, there's no getting him out of here anymore. I got to run. Per usual, you've taken me right through my hard break. There's no getting him out of here anymore. He's under contract. He's going to play for them this year. You can't trade him on July 22nd. You just wouldn't get back enough for him. All right. Ben Standing will jump on with us next. Sorry I missed other calls. We'll certainly have time to get to him later or tomorrow.